you get supervision, but then you just constantly smell, you know, someone ripping ass in your face or something. Just like just wet fucking fart right in your nose.
Can that be the start of the episode? Welcome to the first podcast, where it's the very first podcast in the universe. The Dawn of the Dinosaurs is what listened to this podcast because of how old it is. It's older than my dad, and he's old.
Really? I thought this was the T1 podcast where we just talk about the first Terminator movie, but not the other Terminator movies.
No, my favorite Terminator movie is Terminator Salvation.
Well, this isn't the Salvation podcast, is it?
It could be.
It is, actually.
I don't know. I feel pretty saved.
It feels a little weird to redo this, by the way. Like...
Well, I didn't want to waste my joke, you know?
Yeah. It feels unnatural.
Well, it's a Discord's fault.
People in the audience who don't understand what we're talking about, Discord decided to do like a random update right when we started recording that fixed like a major problem, and we all got borked for about 20 minutes. That was great.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Discord. Very cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. What was the update even for?
We were looking at our alternatives.
We even briefly considered Skype, like as gross as that would be.
Oh, no.
I think it was just a patch, honestly.
Yeah.
We briefly considered a conference call. I was having everyone send their phone numbers in. By the way, if you're listening, send me your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were going to do FaceTime.
Yeah. Also, your social security number, your mother's maiden name, and your cross streets. Thank you.
Also, your first pet.
Oh, make sure to give us a vial of blood and a urine sample.
That's just for Spaghetto's purposes. That's not for this. He just wants that.
Yeah, I just need that for later.
By the way, the chat says, Spaghetto, I have a serious question for you. That's not the
point. Oh, what's your question?
No, that's not the point of these episodes. Don't ask serious questions. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's not a...
Do you use spaghetti to wipe yourself instead of toilet paper? That's just... No, why?
Oh, Spaghetto, speaking of which, do you know the three shells method of pooping?
I'm not sure if I want to find out.
Joe, distract our esteemed guests while I go ahead and pull that up.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us today, guys. How's your day going so far?
It's been pretty bad.
If you're aware of the three shells method, then you're in for a treat.
Can you substitute the shells with like pasta shells?
Oh, that's pretty good.
You know, like the pasta that comes in those little shell shapes. Jeez. The alliteration kind of threw me off.
You know, the shell noodles are actually really good. The shape makes the pasta better.
She sells...
You know what they say about pasta?
By the seashore. I messed that up.
Apparently it makes it good for a cast. But anyway, if you could give that a read, Spaghetto, I would appreciate it.
All right. Step one. Take two of the seashells and place them between your fingers. Use like chopsticks. Step two. Using the two seashells, gently pull on feces to remove them from your posterior until the bowels have been completely emptied. Step three, the third seashell, scrape away any fecal remnants from your posterior. And step four, dispose of all three seashells in the toilet and flush.
Pretty useful.
What is your immediate impression of that?
I'm going to go hang myself, you know. I did not need to be acquainted with that method.
By the way, don't do that. Like, just stay alive at least until the end of the episode. Thank you.
I'll stay alive so I can become a patron.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do if you're at the beach and you've only got three shells?
Yeah, exactly. Also, I think Tisha has a question.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question about the three shells method.
Okay.
Because I've heard it several times on this podcast.
Yes.
But I was curious, is this based off of the shell method from the Demolition Man, the movie?
Yes, indirectly. So in Demolition Man, basically there's this thing called the three shells method of pooping that is alluded to, but
they never explain it, right?
It's never explained.
Yeah. Right.
So this, yeah, the image that Spaghetto gave a good read to is like a hypothetical, well, how would you poop with shells? So that's what that's...
Why is that even a hypothetical? Why would you need to be in that scenario?
Well, you don't. That's why it's a hypothetical.
You know...
Who came up with that hypothetical?
It's based off of a movie.
Yeah. People think about movies, man. It's not that unusual. I think you're weird for thinking it's weird.
So,
I'm sorry for not wanting to poop into seashells.
No, no one wants to. It's just like a way
it's
that
not
you
about
could.
Wanting to. Yeah.
It's just like a way you could do it.
Basically, what Demolition Man is, it's a science fiction movie from the 90s that stars Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes. And he's just a cop from the 90s, and he wakes up in the future, and he's like a fish out of water.
So do they just poop in seashells in the future?
Well, they don't use toilet paper.
I feel like if my name was Wesley Snipes and I wasn't a sniper, I would be really disappointed in myself. Like, it's weird that he went into acting.
Yeah, he should have been a Marine.
Definitely.
Maybe sniping didn't work out for him, and he wanted to be a sniper, and they said, no, it would be too obvious with the last name.
Yeah, they want to keep him.
He's an action star, so he uses guns a lot. So
yeah.
He literally snipes.
Yeah, he's getting out his fantasy.
Maybe acting is just a front.
Yeah, I can see it. By the way, okay, so this is Spaghetto and Tiege.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, like, why are you guys... Who are you?
I'm a person that exists in this universe.
Thank you for existing here in our Discord. Appreciate having you on.
Now, let's try that again.
I'll start the podcast all over again.
The third
let's
time.
Let's restart the whole podcast.
All right, guys, let's restart the program.
Rewind.
Rewind.
Yo, Spaghetto here. Welcome to the first podcast. Today I'm starring with Tiege.
Yes, that is my name.
And who are you guys?
Yeah, who's Spaghetto? Who's Tiege?
I don't know. I'm having a sudden case of amnesia. I don't remember who I am.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Well, if you don't want to promote yourself, that's fine. We can move on and you can get no exposure from this. I'll give a
brief rundown.
Okay.
I'm a channel on YouTube that likes to review and let's play visual novels. I also like creating our own visual novels, too, and uploading them. We like to write our own stories, code them into RenPy, and have custom art here and there when we can hire the artists. It's sometimes expensive to commission people. And, yeah, it's just fun to be able to write stories and whatnot.
And what specifically is RenPy for the audience who may or may not be familiar with what RenPy is? Can you explain RenPy to them?
RenPy is the most popular engine used to create visual novels, and an example would be for example, Unreal Engine is the engine that they used to make a PlayStation game. Well, RenPy is the version of Unreal Engine for visual novels.
Mm-hmm.
Just you saying that makes me say to myself, like, suddenly I have the opportunity to make a visual novel like that. I didn't even realize it was like that easy. You just download the program and like, I assume there's a learning curve though, right?
There is.
One opportunity.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I don't do the coding. I have several people that code for me, which is very appreciative of the people that do that.
Oh, I know how to code in RenPy. It's not that hard, but you do have to learn it like any programming language.
So, Joe, you said that gives you an opportunity, right?
Does it?
Well, yeah, I mean...
Does it?
I like to make comics and stuff.
Well, would
right?
you take that opportunity like, or let it slip?
Ooh,
I would have to take the opportunity.
Okay, are your palms sweaty? Are your knees weak?
Yeah, mom spaghetti. Speaking of which, Spaghetto, I imagine you being the type of person to go to the mall and have spaghetti in your pockets and throw it at people. Am I in the ballpark?
I feel kind of put on the spot here because I've done that before.
Story time.
Sounds like a thing that like a filthy Frank type of scenario where you just go out in public.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell that story if you guys are actually interested in that.
Well, we're not, but go ahead and tell it anyway.
Shot in the dark.
When I was 14, I went to go see The Amazing Spider-Man 2 in theaters, and it was the middle of summer. And I decided to wear my winter coat so I could sneak in a whole pot of spaghetti into the theater. And they didn't question it either. I got into the movie wearing a giant winter coat. I was thinking they were at least going to pat it down because I looked like I was carrying a whole set of guns. Oh. And I'm not wearing a little hoodie. I'm wearing a full-fledged ski jacket in 90-degree weather. So we watched the movie, and I eat half the pasta during the film. And a bunch of people were like asking like during the movie, why does it smell like spaghetti in here? And we were trying so hard not to laugh.
So Spaghetto spilled his spaghetti in the theater.
I actually did spill some of it. I just left a pile of spaghetti on the floor. But after the movie, we went to the mall next to the theater because it was conjoined with the movie theater. That, and there were people going by, and I just started throwing random noodles at people passing by us.
Oh, no.
And they had no idea it was me. They would just see a guy in a huge ski jacket and just walk faster. So, yeah, that's the story.
This sounds like a copypasta.
Oh, my God.
You know, like the Cars 2.
What is that?
Yeah, yeah. It's like the...
Copypasta?
It get sounds it? Like the...
Pasta?
Dang it. Boris. Damn it.
I'm sorry.
That is so funny. So were you eating the pasta out of like a, you said an actual pot of pasta, not like
no, I put it in a giant Tupperware, but it was an entire pot's worth of noodles.
Okay. That's funny. It'd be better if you brought the actual pot in with you and were eating it with like a ladle.
Oh man.
Was there pasta sauce on it or just the pasta?
It was pasta sauce. I made spaghetti.
I'm going to be the one to say it, by the way. This is weird.
That's funny
that you did that. Like that's strange.
I'm glad that you did it, though, and I'm glad that you expressed your creativity in that way.
Yeah. Lars, it gets better. The last movie I went and saw in theaters was Us with Tej, like, I think a week ago, and I brought a whole container of mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. You're like the living embodiment of, like, the Cars 2 beans copypasta, where, like, the guy's, like, eating beans while watching Cars 2, and then some...
In the movie theater.
Specifically, beans! A black teenager comes in, he's like... He's eating baked beans. I don't know. That's what I was trying to explain earlier. That's what it sounded like to me.
Okay.
Man.
So you really come by your username very honestly, in other words.
Yeah, the funny thing, would you guys like to hear the origin of my username?
I guess, man.
I'd like to hear it.
All right.
I actually don't know.
So another story time. This goes back to when I was younger. My parents, ever since I was growing up, they always called me Noodle Man because I would... literally asked for noodles every day as a toddler, especially. And they put me in my high chair and I would eat a lot of spaghetti and whatnot. And I would rub it all over my face and like mix it in my hair and pretend to be pasta when I was a kid because I thought it was funny. My parents never really thought it was funny because I would make such a mess out of it. And growing up, I became really good at cooking and I enjoyed making pasta a lot. And the nickname just kind of stuck. So my parents... continued calling me that nickname growing up, and it originally was going to be my YouTube name, but then I realized, oh, that's not really a broad enough or unique name for YouTube in itself. So when I was mowing the lawn one day when I was 15, I decided I was going to call myself Spaghetto because I thought it was a unique enough name to stand out. So I immediately stopped mowing the yard, ran inside and made my YouTube account, and here I am now. And I didn't use the YouTube account until like 3 years after either.
You know, when you type Spaghetto, Spaghetto is the first thing, you are the first thing that comes up when you type in Spaghetto.
Did you finish mowing the lawn? You got to finish the story, dude.
Yeah, I went back and mowed the lawn afterwards, but I was super happy about it. And I told all my friends when I was 15 that I was going to start a YouTube channel someday.
Ah.
And what'd they say? Like,
they kind of laughed at me a little bit.
We wish you luck. But now the joke's on them because you did it.
Yeah, they hit me up again and they were like, hey, do you want to hang out? And I was like, nah.
Fuck you guys. You said I wouldn't do it and here I am. So fuck you.
I hear you hit kind of a like mini milestone today, by the way.
Yeah, I got 8,300 subs. I was really happy about that. I got over 200 subscribers in the last like day and a half.
Congratulations.
Oh, what happened in the last day and a half?
I released the story I sent you guys earlier today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. People have been waiting for it for a couple months, and when it came out, a bunch of people got excited about it and kind of got shared around in our little community.
Ah, the DDLC mod community.
Yep. It's a fun little tight-knit community.
Yeah. Can you explain to the audience what...
You said it's a fun little...
Joe, shut up.
Tight-knit.
Okay. You're making it weird, Joe.
Can you explain to the audience what DDLC mods are and what DDLC is?
Well, Doki Literature Club was originally supposed to be a parody of dating sims and visual novels. Making fun of all the tropes and whatnot that they usually have. For example, like cliches of anime girls not locking the bathroom, or like the tsundere trope, or the shy girl that's there all the time, or the overly happy one. And what it does is it flips that on its head. Is the overly happy girl has depression, the shy girl is a yandere, the girl that's confident is actually sentient and knows that she's in a game and is self-aware, and the tsundere is actually being abused by her father. So as you progress in the game, the characters slowly die until there's one left that tries to fall in love with you and keep you in the game forever until you have to inevitably delete her from the program. So that's DDLC in itself.
That's pretty intense.
It's a really very fun meta game. It's such a trip to play.
How did an entire community of mods come out of that, though? That seems so specific.
Well, people realized that DDLC was super easy to code and modify because it was in the RenPy engine. So what started DDLC mods was people taking the art, since it was free to use with Dan's permission, just as long as you didn't re-upload the entirety of the original game with the mod itself. You just have to patch the mod into the original game files for it to work. And the community just grew as people started drawing fan art and whatnot for it. For example, like the Five Nights at Freddy's community kind of blew up a bit, and DDLC was similar in that aspect.
What does DD, you said DDLC?
You explained what it was just like a second ago, Joe. You just weren't listening to the recording.
What does it stand for?
Doki Literature Club.
You already explained that too.
Oh, that's one of those, it's hard to remember.
It's not. It's very easy to remember.
For me it is.
Doki Doki Literature Club. Doki Doki Literature Club.
For me,
is Doki like an automatopoeia for like a heart beating, but in Japanese? Is that what like Doki Doki is?
Yeah, that it was the name Doki Doki was picked because it was supposed to be like heartbeat, you know, for like love and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just
yeah.
a joke dating sim.
What?
Oh, we're talking about like the phrase Doki Doki. It's a Japanese automatopoeia.
Joe's very slow on the uptake is what I'm taking away from this. Yeah.
Okay. Joe is the perfect host.
Doki Doki Literature Club.
No, it's Ding Dong Literature Club.
Wait, Joe, aren't you an expert on Doki Doki Literature Club?
Actually, I am an expert on Doki Doki. Yeah, I was fucking with you guys.
Ding Dong like Ding Dong from Odie Plays.
Go ahead and explain your knowledge an expert of Doki Doki Literature Club, Joe.
I have knowledge.
Go ahead.
Knowledge is power.
All right. The game is not suitable for children. Let's see. Doki Doki Literature Club.
Are you
Club.
Reading something?
Is he just, he's
it's a
reading,
free game.
He's reading the Steam page.
He does this.
No, I'm not.
On the Steam
he
does
page.
This in every
no,
single
not.
Episode.
He's lying.
It's a free game by Dan Salvato. That much
you
I
bastard,
can
I heard you
tell
typing.
You now.
Everyone heard it, Joe.
The intro
exposed.
Is Monday's the big day. I'm not exposed.
You've been exposed! Fake!
You're watching
you
the Steam
fuck
trailer.
You. Fuck you, Lars.
No, thank you.
No. It was, it's a 2017 American visual novel developed by Team Salvato for Microsoft Windows, Mac OS, and Linux. So, boom, I'm an expert.
Man, he's just reading the Google profile now.
The one silver lining of this is that we can confirm he knows how to read, basically.
I'm so proud of Joe.
I'm not making it, it's not Google. I'm not on Google.
Right, he's all on right? Steam.
I got it from Wikipedia. Ah, shit. Ah, fuck.
Okay.
Oh, he sent the link. Here, let me go click the link.
Speaking of links that people should check out, by the way, Joe.
Yeah.
I got one for the audience.
Let's hear it.
Mint.t1podcast.com. Why should people go there?
Mint.t1podcast.com. Here's why people should go there. Save money on their phone bill.
Yes. And that's with Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile. They piggyback off T-Mobile's excellent service to provide you the same quality service at a fraction of the price.
That's true.
And they give you free mints and phones.
They do.
That's true.
Well, none of that is true, but yeah.
Buy one now.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
All right.
So, look, guys, I'm a customer of Mint Mobile myself, so I can vouch for them. I was a customer before they were a sponsor, and I'm still a customer today.
He's biased, guys. Don't listen.
Ronald McOnePunch says, damn, you guys are getting sponsored. No, we've been sponsored for several months, so you're behind the times as always, Ronald.
Here. Let me prove something to the audience. Hold on. Lars, is your phone...
Stop flexing.
Ronald requests that we stop flexing. I don't think he's familiar with how things go on this podcast.
Ronald's new here.
Pick up your phone. I want to show everyone the quality of the call.
Yeah, Ronald, there's a pecking order. You're at the bottom.
Hello?
Hey, Lars. I can hear you just fine.
Yes.
Sounds great.
The cell phone service works. That's true. Thanks, Joe.
Keep up the good connection.
All right. Sorry about that. I thought I was getting a call, and I thought it was being rude, but it was just Joe giving a gag.
Ha 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 ha.
Anyway, yeah.
Joe likes to gag on a lot of things.
Oh, I sure do. I like to gag on jokes.
Dick.
And one of my favorite gags on the show
Dick.
Is the Barbra Streisand.
Dick?
What? No.
Okay.
No.
Mint.21podcast.com. You pay for it 3 months at a time. That's the only difference. And my plan's $20 a month. I get almost unlimited everything, and I get unlimited talk and text. So, like, if you're on T-Mobile, why would you not switch? It's perfect.
Lars, you're really selling me on this phone service.
Thank you.
I'm considering it now.
Dude, believe it or not, like, a decent amount of people, like, who come on the show, like, when they hear that ad, like, they're like, oh, I actually should check this out. It is a good deal.
Legit gonna check it out after this. Yeah.
And they can check it out right now.
Check it out right this second.
No. Let him check it out after the show. Let's not, like, put...
Hey, let's not interrupt Joe.
Pressure.
Yeah, do it in real time where he signs up for
Mint
Mobile.
Your sponsors are probably grinning right now.
Mint.T1podcast.com. Go to checkout. Just go to that link, and it helps the show, and it saves you money.
Just in time for my annoying neighbors to quiet down. They're moving their four-wheelers, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I was really worried today because a bunch of people were doing, like, loud construction next door. They started at, like, 4 and ended at, like, 6:05. I was really glad because, like, we were going to start recording at 6:15.
Just change the name of the podcast to the Construction Podcast, where there's construction noises in the background while they're, like, building.
That would be such a good excuse.
Every week, we find the loudest construction area.
Construction
this
site.
Podcast needs a lot of work.
That would be such a good excuse for background noise. I love it. You guys should start it.
Could we all talk at the same time for a second? I feel like we haven't done that yet.
Oh, yeah. Can we please do that, please?
Okay.
All right. So here's the situation. You guys have to join in.
Oh, we're actually doing this?
So here's the thing. To eat fruit. It's my favorite.
Every day is 7
going
o'clock.
I don't understand.
I meditate for five minutes. I like eating breakfast at
4 p.m.
I like eating breakfast at 4
p.m. You guys are making me hungry.
It's my favorite.
5 p.m. I like breakfast at 5.
You know, TJ has nice hair.
The president is a bitch. People are saying that the chat just died, by the way.
Don't get political.
That's because you're not contributing to it. Go send a fucking message, you degenerates. Jesus Christ. Anyway, why did you do a YouTube channel, Tristan?
When I was 13, I was staying at this RV park, and we were traveling around at the time. My parents, we bought an RV, and we traveled across the country and back for 2 years. And when I was staying at that RV park, I saw my very first, like, actual YouTube video at the age of 13. And it was Markiplier playing Slender the Eight Pages. And I was totally fascinated by it. So then I went and found Felix's channel. And I saw him play it as well. And I was just totally shocked that people can make a living by playing games online. And I saw the communities they were building, and I was like, you know what? I think I could do this someday. And my mom, the next day, was asking me to help her with her business, and it was when I started working for my family business. And she asked me if I could make an advertisement video for her company. I had no idea how to do that at all, but I told her yes. So I did a crash course on a video editor, and I made her an advertisement the next day. And she was so proud of me, and that's what got me into YouTube, was my mom having me edit a video for her.
That's wholesome.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I wish my neighbor would stop fucking around with his loud-ass engine. That'd be nice, and I could talk and not have...
Yeah, I'm going to have to mute a lot of your background noise for a while, Joe. It's unfortunate.
I know.
The cat is suggesting that you actually kill them.
This is now the loud-ass engine podcast, where as people talk, there are very loud cars in the background.
Oh, yeah, guys, this is a car podcast now, so automobile sound in the background should be acceptable, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. We'll call it the RevCast.
We're recording at the Daytona 500.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys stop sending screenshots of my messages? Happening anytime
in, like, the near future? Like, would that be even, like, remotely plausible as a coincidence? I don't know NASCAR facts.
We don't have to talk about NASCAR. We could talk about, like, Formula One or Le Mans. Or even, like, I don't know, rally racing. Just, like, all sorts of things.
Let's talk about Garfield Kart.
Oh, Garfield Kart.
That's what you talked to Carson about.
Yep.
What's funny?
Everyone's favorite serious character. About the Garfield lore
okay,
when we talked
Teej
to them about
was
that.
Talking to me about this on our way up last week.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to just...
You're cutting out, Spaghetto.
Teej was talking to me about Garfield Kart last week.
Yeah, because really? It was during the Carson episode. I was listening to it live.
Oh, did you go and buy the game then, and that's why like you're fascinated by it now? No.
Oh, it's on Steam?
Yeah, it is.
Yo,
Teach. We should just leave in.
We should stream this.
We should just leave in these loud car noises.
Oh.
Just leave them in.
Cars. Yeah,
it just really brings a nice aesthetic to the Garfield cart lore.
You know, to tell you the truth, I actually am kind of a car fanatic. I actually do like cars. Like, do you know what
so you like cars?
Not the movie Cars. I mean like racing or like racing
games.
Favorite
movie.
What's wrong with the movie Cars?
Yo.
Tej, do you have a favorite car of all time?
Favorite car of all time? I have several picks for that. I really like some of the fastest production cars ever made, you know, like the McLaren F1 or the Bugatti Veyron or the various...
Ooh, the Bugatti Veyron just drove by my house.
Really? Oh, or like your Koenigseggs. I like Koenigseggs. Those are pretty nice.
They don't really make Koenigs for America, do they? You can't really get them here.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard to get a hold of them. I mean, they're super expensive too, but yeah.
I'm reading about Garfield Kart on Steam and I'm like legit considering buying it. And the first review
is
a
dollar?
It says it was worth the pain and they have 1,000 hours on record.
Oh god.
It's got 89% on Steam. I mean, you guys sold me on Garfield Kart now.
Awesome. I'm expecting a Let's Play on your channel as soon as possible.
We should just stream it, Teej.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So,
someone know if that
Lars,
happens.
We will tune into that if you start streaming Garfield Kart, of all things.
Lars, do you...
I mean, I think I'm going to do that now.
Okay. I want to ask, are you... I'm asking this towards Lars and Joe. Are you more of like into muscle cars or Japanese imports or like exotic cars like Lamborghinis or something like that?
Like when it comes to a car that I would realistically drive or
just
a car
like,
that I would
like a dream car.
This is,
yeah.
Yeah. Dream big, Joe. Come on.
Probably something Japanese, like a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, I've been getting...
Just kidding. No, probably like a Bugatti Veyron, like you said, would be like at the top of my list, if not.
Well, I've been really liking watching stuff
Rolls
about,
Royce,
like, you know what, like, toge is?
No, not a...
Toge?
That sounds toge.
It's, yeah.
Which is not a bad thing, necessarily.
It's a kind of, like, Japanese racing where they race on windy roads in the mountains. It's like Initial D, you know, where they, like, drift around.
Oh, so the roads aren't straight.
Yeah, they're not straight, but, toge. Like, they're drifting a lot.
You know, our podcast is by...
Yeah, twice
a week.
Yeah, where they drive stuff like Nissan Skylines or like Toyota Supras or something like that. Or they take like really shitty cars and soup them up, like the shoebox Corolla that's an Initial D or something like that. I don't know.
Is it really basic to say that I would want like a Ferrari Testarossa?
Like from the...
That's like basic
white
girl.
That's like an 80s yuppie or like a crime lord in like GTA Vice City wanting a Testarossa.
80s yuppie and crime lord are both things I aspire to be, Tej. So that's fine.
You aspire to be
one of which
Scarface,
he's already
or
can you guess which one I am?
Well, if you combine both,
that's to say he's not a
yuppie.
If
you combine both, you become Patrick Bateman.
Why would you say that, Joe?
Lars,
that ruins it.
If you're
it.
Both a yuppie and a psychopath crime lord, you're Patrick Bateman in American Psycho.
Yes, basically, I'm trying to relive American Psycho in real life. That's
yes.
correct. Thank you.
That was a good movie. Am I thinking of American Psycho or American Beauty?
American Psycho is the one with Christian
Bale. I
don't know. Bale.
How would I possibly know the answer to that, Joe?
Does the movie have Christian Bale in it, Joe? The one you're thinking of?
I don't know. It had rose petals on the cover.
That's American Beauty.
Okay.
With
that was a good movie.
Now
that was a
convicted
good one.
Pedophile Kevin Spacey, which is weird to say.
Oops.
No, it's not oops. It's true.
You know the scene in American Psycho where Christian Bale is explaining the background of... a Huey Lewis in the News album.
Sports.
Sports. Like right before he kills. Is that Jared? Mm-hmm. It was Jared Leto playing that other character.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, because it's Batman killing the Joker, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, it's weird when Jared Leto is in movies. I don't know why. It's just like every time he's in one, it's strange. Like, he always feels out of place.
Do you ever listen to his music?
Yes, I
like
have.
30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay, yeah.
Tej, I was listening to your music, and it is excellent.
We're going to get...
Tej's music, my favorite.
Are we going to really get into this?
Music?
Just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I do mute.
I just wanted to comment. Geez. I was
your YouTube channel's linked to your Discord. Let's check it out.
No, I haven't updated my YouTube channel in like 2 years. I don't have anything new on it.
You posted a video 8 years ago, the Tourette's Anthem.
That's such an old video, though. I made that in GarageBand.
You made a song called Tourette's Anthem?
It's a remix of the Tourette's guy, if you know who that is. He's like a YouTube legend.
At the start of the video, it just says, what is your opinion on gay marriage?
Yeah, he says that. That's in the beginning of the song. It's from a Tourette's guy video.
Semblance is what I was listening to.
That's really old, too. It's like, I need to make something new. Like, I have, you know, I didn't introduce myself in this podcast and what I do. You never asked me any questions or anything.
No. Tiesh, who are you and what do you
do?
What are you?
Who are you?
Yeah, I knew someone was going to make that joke. It's like the, who's that Pokemon or whatever?
Yeah, it's the Neil Sugard Depogram remix.
Okay.
And then so, it shows a black outline of you.
No, you don't understand the reference, Joe.
Is that Pokemon?
No, we're talking about the guy who does Lemon Demon. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Oh, yeah. No, I missed that reference.
Clearly, yeah.
Lemon Demon.
Lemon Party?
Right? No, don't look up Lemon Party right now.
I'm actually an expert on Lemon Party.
Lemon Party, what's that? I'm going to look that up.
Okay.
I'm going to look up Lemon Party.
To explain myself, I'm a friend of Spaghettos or Tristan. He didn't say his name. If you hear me calling him that, don't be confused. That's Spaghetto. But basically, back to myself, I know Tristan in real life. We're friends. I go to his house. We go to a gaming club at the college that we go to. We're recording in that very same college right now. And that's how we met, actually. And
he comes to my house a lot, help.
I'm a content creator too, but I haven't been super active. I haven't really posted anything new. I usually make music and visual, audiovisual remixes. Kind of like, I have like some inspirations from people online that do stuff in that vein, like Jeesh and Pogo. I know he was on the first episode of this podcast.
He was on the first podcast
episode. Yeah. And I have a lot of songs that I've made. A lot of them I haven't released yet because they're not really finished. I've been really lazy because making videos and editing them, editing videos the way I do with the music I make takes a really long time because I have to sort through like entire movies and splice them together. So,
But Spaghetto's out there releasing like 2 or 3 a day, so
playing games. He's not like meticulously editing a video.
Are you shitting on Spaghetto? Why do you hate his life's work?
I also make games. What the heck, man?
What the heck?
What do you do when you finish?
When I finish?
Finish
I
what?
Feel me? I feel satisfied because then like I finally got this thing done.
When he finishes, he feels really good.
Then like
you feels really
funny,
good.
Very funny. You gotta make this sexual.
That was satisfying.
Okay, but
I'm glad that works.
I do sometimes appear in Spaghetto's videos every once in a while. I don't actively watch all of his videos because it's just a lot of content to catch up to.
Too much.
Yeah.
I like oversaturate my fans. Mm-hmm. I've uploaded 700 videos in 2 years.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I've uploaded 700 videos in like 30 days. Okay.
Today.
No. I'm not that nuts.
Oh, God.
The most videos I posted in a day is 11.
700 videos in one day.
That's too many.
Yeah, that's too many.
You have to take it back.
Yeah, you got to delete 10 of those, bud. That's fucked up.
No, I got to beat my record and get to 15.
By the way, guys, you may have noticed we mentioned that Poco's episode is number one, and people have been tuning in since the beginning, or even since like up to 2 weeks ago, might be really confused why. Joe, can you explain why he's now the first episode instead of the ninth?
So basically what happened, we got rid of all the old shitty episodes and just left the good guest episodes. Basically, we got rid of the guestless ones, the ones where we're just rambling.
They retconned the podcast to like Thanos, like snapped them out of existence.
That's a great analogy for that.
We got a sponsorship from Thanos, and he just had to like snap his fingers and
Thanos. Yeah. He got a sponsorship from
Thanos. Bitched our episodes anus. Away.
And speaking of sponsors that we've gotten, Joe?
NordVPN.
NordVPN.
You ever say to yourself, my God, this is a sketchy Starbucks. This is a sketchy airport. This is a sketchy school.
No.
I've got to protect my assets.
Your ass.
Satish hasn't, but everyone else has. This is a very relatable consumer experience where it looks like it's Watch Dogs 2 in real life. Do you want to get hacked? No. Do you want to get your data throttled? No.
We're hitting the pain points right now.
Do you want to watch The French Office? Yes.
We're hitting the consumer pain points.
Exactly.
One at a time.
NordVPN can solve all of those problems and more. How can people check out NordVPN, Joe?
Go to nord.t1podcast.com. Check it out. You'll like what you see.
Yeah.
Upon checkout, type in the coupon code THEFIRSTPODCAST.
The chat is noting that if you live in a third world country where porn is banned, you should try NordVPN. Sure. I mean, that's one of the many uses. That's true.
Or if you live in India, you can now watch Congratulations or Bitch Lasagna by PewDiePie because they're banned in the country of India.
Yes. Or if you live in India, you can also watch, what was that show that we used to talk about?
T-Series?
No,
Is it the one with, like, the excessive editing, like, it zooms in constantly on people's faces?
Sarabhai versus Sarabhai.
I'm not familiar with that one, Joe.
So in order to get to Sarabhai versus Sarabhai, you have to go to, like, a sketchy Russian website, and it's going to have you deactivate your virus to be able to, your antivirus software to be able to access it, and you're definitely going to want NordVPN.
Yeah, if you want to watch shitty Indian television, not that all of it is shitty, but that one in particular.
Does Indian tech support call you and tell you that you have a virus?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But I got lucky. Like, I could have gotten a virus.
Guys, this is getting off track. NordVPN. Nord.t1podcast.com can get you your first subscription for 75% off using the checkout code THEFIRSTPODCAST. Article 13, fucking with you, use NordVPN.
Wanted Evan, don't want the FBI on your tail.
Joe, don't advocate illegal activity on the podcast.
All right, just cut that then.
Jesus.
I'm going to call the police.
Want to sell people into slavery?
If you want to go out and get drugs and hookers, nord.t1podcast.com.
I think we know who the real 80s crime lord is.
Joe, yeah.
It's Joe. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oops. Exposed. Anyway.
Oopsie-daisy. Yeah.
Check out code THEFIRSTPODCAST, all words, all one word.
No! You playing my music? Are you kidding me?
It was an accident.
Stop!
Hold on, I have to...
No!
It was an accident.
Turn it off.
Joe!
Jesus, this is embarrassing.
Oh my God.
All right.
The way that you reacted to that tease was kind of depressing. You were like, why would you listen to my music? Like, you just seemed upset that he was listening
to it. It's not my newest work. It doesn't represent what I can do now.
It did, like, sound kind of like happy Eurobeat stuff, so maybe...
I'd playing that drum and bass remix of one of my tracks. I do like me some Eurobeat.
The boy like him a gherkin.
Oh, okay.
Like an initial D.
Joe, you clear your throat a lot. Do you have a disease?
I know. No, I don't have a disease. I think I just have a lot of Jewish phlegm in my throat.
Oh, okay. What makes it Jewish?
It's, you know.
It's kosher? Like, what do you...
It's kosher,
like, what's
yeah.
the deal?
A Jewish mammal... No, a kosher mammal chews its cud. A Jewish man clears his throat.
He just has the Star of David stuck in his throat.
Joe, do you chew on cud?
What is cud?
Are you a cud chewer?
It's like,
oh,
I'm an expert on cud. I'm an expert on chewing one's cud.
Kid Cudi.
I'm an expert on it. Basically, cud is a portion of food that returns from a ruminant stomach to the mouth to be chewed for the second time.
You just looked it up.
More accurate. I didn't look it up.
This isn't a very funny gag, Joe.
All right.
Well, okay, Lars, you know, like how a cow has multiple stomachs and it can't, like, digest everything thoroughly, so it has to keep throwing up its food and chewing it? That's what cud is.
That's why cows are not the intelligent animals, because they have to go through all that complex bullshit just to swallow stuff.
They have a complex digestive system, yeah.
Yeah, it seems, like, unnecessarily complex.
Better than complex emotions. You ever have some complex emotions and you're like, I'd rather just be a cow chewing my cud?
No.
You should get a cow on the podcast and ask it some questions.
Well,
petition to get a cow on the podcast.
Like a real cow, literal cow on a farm.
I mean, I live next to cows. You can have some. I'll just hold the mic up to one of them. You can interview it.
Yeah. General Sam is playing Hitman 2.
Are you spying on General Sam?
No, he's just in our Discord server because he's an upcoming guest.
Yeah, you're like stalking him because he's in your server. He's like, oh.
Yeah. I'm recording this outside of his house. That's why I know that. Yeah.
He's been playing Hitman 2 for 5 days.
Is that how you got him on the podcast? Is that you broke into his house and like held him at gunpoint, say, get on our podcast.
Get on the podcast. Yeah, exactly.
Get on the podcast.
I sounded a little bit more intimidating than you, Joe.
Where is he? Where do they put the drugs? Where's Harvey Dent?
Where do they put the drugs and hookers?
I don't know. I'd probably just laugh at Joe if he said that.
If Joe was Batman, yeah, exactly. Or Lars was Batman. Like,
give me the drugs.
Joe's hey, like, come on the podcast, please. Yep. Can you please come on our podcast?
So I just combined two Christian Bale characters together. You're both Batman and Patrick Bateman. So you're like psycho Batman.
Thank you.
That kills people.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
No, I think he was talking about me.
Oh, I thought that was for both of us.
Oh, whoever's the 80s never mind. Psychopath or whatever.
All right. Do you guys have any like hobbies or anything, by the way?
You know, I like to, I guess, cook in my spare time. It's fun.
What do you cook? Meth? Like what?
Sure.
His options for cooking are pretty limited because he's a rabbit, or I mean a vegan.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I wonder when we were going to address the elephant in the room that spaghetti is.
Well, not the elephant, like the spinach in the room, basically.
I was trying to go through the whole podcast where you guys didn't mention I was vegan.
Yeah.
Trying to break the stereotype.
Were you making fun of vegans in a different voice call or a podcast? I don't remember.
No, that was you, Tej. You were pretty ruthless on the voice chat.
I thought it was like something with like the like Thought Cops or something where you talked about vegans.
No, we said, what do you think of vegans or something? And they said, what do I think?
Oh, yeah.
What are your, something like, it was just a nonsense question. And then we might have talked about it, but the question itself was just like something that we said.
Okay, I'd have to re-listen to that episode when it comes out.
Yeah. And here's a question from that episode, which I'll use for you guys, because we're all about recycling on the show. Would you rather live forever or never be bored?
Huh.
Who would want to live forever?
But
I mean, you just get bored eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. You'd experience the heat death of the universe.
Yeah, like living forever, you won't be bored the whole time. Just...
I meant never be born, not never be bored.
Oh, never be born. Oh.
Sorry, I fucked that up.
Oh.
I think I'd rather live forever.
No, I would rather live forever too.
Somebody in the chat says living forever, you can bang every thought out there. No, you can't, because you're living forever, they're not living forever.
Yeah, that's assuming you got game, dude.
There's only so many thoughts that they're going to die by the time you get to them all. You're not going to get to them all before some of them start to die.
If you live forever, does that mean you're immune to diseases, though?
I don't know.
Spaghetto, you brought over some people from your server in this chat, and they're not really thinking these questions through.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to ask, can you bang literal thoughts, like T-H-O-U-G-H, like that kind of thought, like in your head?
Can you? I guess you could, like, because, like, you could think about having sex with them.
Hmm.
Does that satisfy the requirements of this? I don't understand the parameters.
Yeah, thoughts, basically.
Yeah.
Would I be able to hold hands with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a thought.
Yeah, I already said that, Joe.
We should get the police to work on this, like maybe some thought cops.
You already made that joke on their podcast, though.
Yeah, I know. We're all about recycling here.
And they get annoyed by it, like...
By the way, why are you vegan?
I was raised vegan. I've never actually eaten non-vegan food.
Oh, so okay.
You like vegan like vagina?
Your body probably can't handle meat at this point. Like, it's not... your acids in your stomach or whatever aren't set up for it, or your bacteria.
Yeah, if I ate meat now, I would literally just... My system would freak out and crash.
Mm-hmm.
It's gut bacteria.
See, Lars understands this. Most people just make fun of me and say, oh man, I can't believe you've never had meat. And they shove meat in my face.
Yeah, they shove their meat in your face.
Take that, never. Whatever context you want.
Wait, lots of people shove meat in your face?
Yes, it happens all the time.
Yeah, they're big meat. They unzip their pants and, oh, there's the meat.
They have spend a little bit more time talking about this.
They have a whole steak.
So people are, they literally just put it in your face?
Yeah, they whip it out and they put it in his head.
Damn it.
Like, look, I have this steak. I had it in my pants.
Wait. They're shoving meat in your face that was in their pants?
Look,
I got some ground beef. I got ground beef, some chicken.
It's no better than him shoving spaghetti at people from his pants. I mean, it's like, it's kind of the same thing. It's like karma at this point.
I choose not to acknowledge this bit.
It's 10-inch meat. Yeah, thanks, Roderick.
Yeah, people are talking about 10-inch meat in the chat. That's kind of weird, guys.
That's pretty gay.
Also, this is a good example of why you guys should tune in live. You know, discord.t1podcast.com. You can participate in the episodes. It's a lot of fun.
discord.t1podcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in live.
Yeah.
It's better.
You can chat with us in real time.
Yes.
Hey, Spaghetto.
Hmm.
That's just one of the benefits of tuning in live. You can say hi.
Hey, Spaghetto. Yeah, you can do that.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Tej.
You know, you guys could say hi to us in person as well.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind, Siri, not you.
Why did it think that was you when you said Spaghetto?
It said Tej.
Oh, and it mistook it for Siri?
Ah, shit.
Alexa? Okay, Google?
That doesn't even sound similar.
I'm going to activate everybody's Apple device right now when they listen to this, when the episode's live. Hey, Siri.
It activated my Echo Dot.
No, never mind.
Joe, can you stop activating my Siri, please?
Siri, Alexa, Galaxy. What's another
Bixby
application?
What's hey, another Google. Name?
Siri, delete my account. Would that work?
Hey, Google.
Hey, Siri.
Hey, Google.
One time I went over to Lars's house and we were in his dad's office and his dad's Amazon Echo was set up and I was like, hey, play Despacito or something, Alexa. And then it was like, I need you to purchase it from the iTunes store. Would you like to charge the account on file? And I was like, yes.
Yeah, I almost beat you up for that, Joe. Like, I was like...
You didn't like that, Lars?
No, I wasn't pleased with you purchasing stuff for my dad on his Echo Dot.
It didn't go through, did it?
No, because I was like, to try to drown it out.
Lars, do you think anyone listens to this podcast on their Xbox One? So if I say, like, Xbox, turn off, like, would that... Because I know that's voice activated.
Xbox, delete account.
Oh, God.
Xbox, what is my password?
Xbox, play Despacito.
Hey, Siri, set my alarm for 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Xbox, kill my neighbor.
Xbox, transfer my money from my bank account to Tej.
Hey, Siri, turn off my 10 a.m. alarm.
Oh, actually, I do need to set my alarm. Alexa, set an alarm for 7 a.m.
Alexa, order a 50-pack of big black dildos, like 20-inch long, from Bad Dragon.
I love your optimism that it's going to understand and parse that command.
Oh, man.
I'm going to use that as a cold open, by the way.
Oh, fuck. I was waiting for, like, what's the most embarrassing thing that he's going to make into a cold open?
That's the worst thing you said in the podcast. That's just going to be the opening.
Oh, okay, I'll say something worse.
It's not weird that he said that they were black because Tej is a black man himself. So it's like, that's normal. That's not weird. It's okay.
Does that mean anything? What do you mean by that, Lars?
Does that mean anything?
What do you mean, Lars?
Oh, by the way, Tej is a notable flat earther. Let's unpack that for a few minutes.
Fuck you, Lars.
So Tej, what makes you believe in the flat earth theory?
No, we're not.
It's already Laura on the wiki.
You motherfucker. Stop trying to make these lies
why do you support
into
the
a reality.
Flat earth theory?
You are fabricating this.
I know, yeah, it's completely made up, obviously.
Yeah, but the people are going to think I'm a real flat earther when they don't read into the context.
I know Tej in real life. I can confirm he has a flat earth map on his wall. He's a flat earther.
Aren't all maps flat? All maps are flat.
Yeah, all maps are flat. That's a good point.
He thinks that his map is the globe.
We're not talking about globes, okay.
You know what? You've got me thinking now. All maps are flat. Why is that?
All maps are flat. All maps
are flat.
Are flat.
The Earth is
are
flat.
Are you the map? I'm the map.
The Earth is flat.
I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map.
Is that from something?
No.
By the way, I heard maps means something else now in the Twitter sphere.
Oh, no. Oh, that's, you brought that up. That's,
can we talk about that for a second? It's kind of fucked up.
That's like minor attracted persons, right?
It'd be kind of a PSA to point this out, by the way, if you see this on Twitter, like for people to run away from real fast. If someone on Twitter says that they're a map, that means that they're a pedophile and they're trying to get you to accept it. Run away from this person at full speed.
Oh.
Even if they're trolling, it's not someone you want to fuck with.
You know, I've actually had someone on Twitter approach me with that. Now I'm going to block their account.
Lars.
Yeah.
What if they say they're just the map from Dora the Explorer?
Well, that's different. I mean, if they clarify like, oh, I'm an existing map in this fictional
The map.
Thing. Yeah. That's fine. But yeah.
Also, if they have clown emojis in their profile, that's kind of like a red flag.
Yeah.
Like that.
Just like some keys for who to run away from real fast, metaphorically.
I posted a clown emoji in the chat just to clarify. Oh, not the lipstick emoji. The lipstick emoji means you're a furry.
Someone suggested grabbing a shotgun and shooting their genitals. To be honest, I don't want to advocate that, but like, I understand.
Yeah.
It's like a dog dick. It's a red
guys,
rocket.
Guys, don't be pedophiles. Also, don't associate with pedophiles.
Guys, don't be pedos. That's illegal.
Yeah. Well, not just because it's illegal.
Get a real pedophile on the podcast and interview him.
Jeez. No.
No.
Anyway, let's move on.
So, Lars, what else do we have planned? Because I probably should head out soon.
I think we have 30 more minutes.
We don't really have anything planned. This was just like whatever you guys wanted to do, anything you guys want to plug or anything you guys want to talk about. A lot of pedo jokes in the chat now. Thanks, guys.
Hey, I didn't make the pedo joke.
Speaking of Chris Hansen, because Ender mentioned him, isn't he making like a new YouTube show called like Hansen versus Predators, which is like the sequel to
That's a good
Hansen
name.
Versus Predator. But like, it's like the naming scheme for Alien and Predator movies where they make it plural, like Alien and Aliens and Predator and Predators, I guess. Oh, yeah.
Mm-bop. Da-da-doo-bop.
Lars, Joe, why don't you take a seat right here?
All right. Are we doing an RP right now?
It was like, why do you... Are you podcasters?
Yeah, it's fucked up, I know.
Yeah, it's like a... it's like, you know, To Catch a Predator, but it's like To Catch a Podcaster.
To Catch a Podcaster, I'd watch that.
You're like a chronic...
That's a good idea for a show.
You're a podcast addict.
To Catch a Podcaster, you just gotta dangle Pyro or Cynical in front of them.
Dude, that podcast called What Are These Podcasts should have used that name, To Catch a Podcaster. That one's so much better.
It's like you have like...
We should start that as our next podcast.
You have like a chronic addiction to podcasting. And it's like, it's a disability where you're like, oh, I need to record a podcast right now. I need my fix. You know, and you go into relapses.
We're a talk show and we only interview podcasters and we call it To Catch a Podcaster. We're like, we got you. Gotcha. We got you here. We're interviewing
you
right
now. I have these transcripts right here of our interaction. It says that you're a podcaster. Yeah. You said you wanted pizza later on.
Oh, yeah. The people have to be eating a pizza for some reason.
Or like cookies.
Bring it.
Got some cookies and milk here.
Yikes. Anyway, well, so what were we going to talk? We were going to talk about something else. I forgot what it was, though. It was like, yeah. Okay, useless superpowers.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah?
You can smell food from a mile away.
That's not useless. That's very useful for navigating scents and foods, dude, in a survival situation.
What if you're looking for some food?
Yeah. But the fact that...
Try again.
...makes it useless is you don't need sustenance because you're cybernetic.
How?
Well, you're not. I mean, that's not part of the superpower.
Shh. I'm trying to make this work, and you're making me look bad.
You gotta start over.
I'll start over. Useless superpower. You can whistle at 100 decibels.
That's not useless. What if you need to make a loud noise?
We're talking about useless superpowers, guys, not useful superpowers.
Here, let's add, there's a catch. You can only whistle at 100 decibels. You can't do it any quieter.
Whistling is your only form of communication.
That's pretty useless.
No, I mean, like, when you whistle, it's just, like, super loud, and it makes a shockwave.
What if it was your only method of communication is Microsoft Sam going, swa, swa, swa. How about that?
Swa, swa, swa.
Like, mispronouncing soy.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, Lars, I did listen to that Thought Cops episode. And I know where you took that from and brought it over here.
Oh, we took that from Kill Bill and Rav on their episode.
Oh, you did? Oh,
it's a useless little fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember that now.
I have no context for this, but someone in the chat just said, I can even jerk off at school. Please don't do that. It's gross. And everyone, like, they know that you did it, by the way, because, like, they can smell it.
Remind me to not shake any of my fans' hands. With the content I upload, I'm just realizing I should never shake their hands.
Do you smell people after they jerk off, Lars?
Lars?
Not, like, actively. You can just tell.
Lars is always smelling people.
Well, it's true. Yeah. I'm like a cat. I always end up on all fours.
Yeah, I wish he wouldn't.
Yeah, Joe, like, Lars is, like, actually, like, snorting cum right into his nose.
You know, I'm just regretting hearing that.
Tease, you're going to regret some of these clips, I think.
I'm going to just play that for you whenever you hang out with me, Teach.
All right.
I didn't say I was the one doing it. I said Lars was doing it.
Just open the podcast with every worst clip you can find of Teach in this episode.
All right. Well, I can rearrange those clips, you know. I mean, I am the editor of the show.
That's not ethical. I'm going to sue you if you do that.
All right.
We got a Maddox on our hands.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah, we can do a bonus episode where it's just all of those, like, from front to back. That's it.
Like, how I'm going to sue Lars.
That's a weird thing to say. One of the fans says, my hands are firm and nice for my daddy, Jospa.
Oh, yeah, you misspelled Joseph.
Is that your full name, Joe? It's Jospa?
Yeah, Joe is short for Jospa.
Jospa.
What a weird thing to say. Ahigo. Ahigo.
It's ahigao, and that's actually the term for, like, orgasm face.
Okay, well, I've submitted my own useless superpowers in that chat before, but I don't know if I want to just use those.
Okay.
Maybe I could just come up with one on the spot. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. How about, like, the power to know what time it is at all times, but on another planet in a different solar system in another galaxy?
That's pretty useless. What about you know what time it is always on the made-up planet in your head that doesn't really exist?
That is truly useless.
Even more useless.
I mean, unless you're George R.R. Martin, who needs, like, more understanding of the universe that he has built. So it's useful for one person.
Like, it'd be useful if you always knew exactly what time it was in your, like, in your head on Earth, in your time zone.
Or if you knew the conversion rate to your silly fantasy land.
Yeah.
What about...
The time doesn't actually make sense. It's just, like, cheese.
Oh, cheese.
What time is it? Monkey PM? Like.
Monkey PM.
Hey, do you got the time? It's monkey o'clock, you pleb.
I'm going to start saying that to people now, just in real life. What time is it?
Well, I was simultaneously thinking of this old episode of the Rooster Teeth podcast where they thought of, like, a hypothetical where you could, like, kill yourself by thinking different things, like a sequence
Chat's
of thoughts
who moan.
To, like, you know, like deleting your computer, like System 32 or whatever. So you have to, like, think of, like, three different thoughts at the same time, like orange monkey eagle or something like that. That's why I thought of
purple monkey dishwasher.
Yeah. And yeah, you just think a certain thought and then you, and it says, yes, are you sure? Do you want to kill yourself? And he's like, yes, I want to.
I feel like that's bad to have as a power because, like, on a whim, on a really bad day, like, that could go wrong very quickly.
Oh, the power to, like, shut yourself off and die like a computer.
But can you turn yourself back on?
Is that what you're saying?
Technically, we already have that power, though.
Without having to, like, shoot yourself or stab yourself or poison yourself.
True.
It's painless. You just, you die.
What if you just one day wake up in a casket?
No, it's permanent. Ooh.
No, but that would make it very useful. To be able to play dead, like for real.
It's not useful when you're permanently dead. Well, except if, like,
somebody else is able to turn it back on by thinking those same three random thoughts, but you're not allowed to tell anybody, and it has to be random.
Yeah.
I guess it's like the urban legend about NASA giving their astronauts a cyanide pill in case they got marooned or stranded in space or something and they just kill themselves. But like this time you don't need cyanide. You just think that you want to die and you just die.
I feel like that's probably not true, by the way, because like they would never do that because it would instill like a lack of confidence in the astronauts.
Apparently like Carl Sagan was insistent that they did that in NASA. Like, that was a thing in the movie.
Yeah, he's dead, so who cares?
You know the movie Contact?
Yes.
Yeah, they, like, don't they give Jodie Foster a cyanide pill? In case she doesn't come
back. You're saying
you
want to give Jodie Foster a cyanide pill?
No, they gave her a cyanide pill.
No, he's saying they gave her a sci-fi role, Lars. They gave Jodie Foster a sci-fi role.
That sounds delicious, by the way, a sci-fi role.
Like, well, Lars, if you went through like a Stargate and you didn't know if you're ever going to come back and you would be like light years away from Earth and never be able to return, like, would you...
Are we talking Buzz Lightyears or what are we...
Like real light years.
Oh, I love Buzz Lightyear. He's my favorite Pokemon.
You're stranded. You're lost in space. No hope to return.
Spaghetti, so, did you just say Buzz Lightyear is your favorite Pokemon?
I mean, yeah, he's got thick cheeks.
That's true.
He's got a thick helmet.
Can't argue that.
Have you seen Buzz?
The clap of his ass. What's the copypasta?
Oh, the snake one?
Colonel.
Yeah.
Trying to sneak around, but I'm dummy thick. And the clap of my ass cheeks is alerting the guards.
Thank you for that.
You should get David Hayter on this podcast.
We should reach out to David Hayter. Yeah, he actually did a read of that. It was really good.
Yeah, like, he has a cameo page. You can pay him to say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
I could pay him to make a shout out for the... Like, we could
pay
fake
him to do
having him on the podcast by, like, having him answer questions. And then you just edit him in and act like you're actually talking to David Hayter.
Cameo is really just like Fiverr for rich people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, would you, if you're lost in space, would you rather let yourself like starve to death or wait till the oxygen runs out? Or would you just want to end it right there because you know you're never going back?
Well,
I would just like to end it.
Oh, I would kind of like retain hope until kind of the last seconds that someone might possibly come out for me.
Okay.
Like, I just on the off chance, I'm not sure I'd want to end it.
Yeah, like, if in the case, like, you off yourself and then the rescue party comes and it's already too late.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the rescue party comes and then they save you. Yeah, exactly.
Or you die right before they rescue you.
Yeah, exactly.
This is pretty depressing.
But then you undo it because that was part of the superpower.
Ah, so that's where we're coming from. Okay.
I don't know. That went way on a long tangent. Like, geez.
Well, do you guys have anything else that you want to plug?
Like your butt?
Do you want to do, like, hypotheticals since we're already on this?
We can. I mean, if you guys have time.
Yeah, no. I think we can, like, do it for another 20 minutes.
We got 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, do you guys want to toss one at us?
I mean, I
can pull up a would you rather question.
I toss hypotheticals at you a lot, so.
You do.
I don't know.
He'll just DM me at 3 a.m. He'll be like, I need to know the answer to this. It's kind of weird.
Hey, Lars, hypothetically.
All right. Hypothetical.
And there would be some
I got
question.
One.
Okay.
Can a Jedi lift Thor's hammer with the Force?
Wait, are you asking can you?
No, can a Jedi lift Thor's hammer with the Force?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Obviously.
I thought you had to be worthy.
Are they worthy?
I thought you had to be worthy to pick it up.
You have to be worthy to pick it up.
Yeah, but the Jedi are like the force of good in the universe.
Mm.
So of course they're worthy.
I know that.
Duh.
And there's like crossover comics where like Wonder Woman was able to pick up the hammer because she was considered worthy.
Exactly.
Because like I know the Hulk
just get
can't
all the
really
female
pick it
Jedi.
Up. A Jedi. Mm.
What do you think, Joseph?
Yeah.
Or Joseph.
Yeah, probably.
Joe, you gotta pay attention. You gotta like stay in the moment here with us.
I'm staying in the moment. I just
Joe's
I just don't know.
Living in monkey o'clock.
I don't know if the Force would do that.
Okay, think of this as like a hypothetical. Okay, so you either get, so let's say one of your senses get heightened to superhuman levels, like your hearing or your sight, you get super sight, super hearing, whatever. But as a catch, another one of your senses just gets fucked. Like, you get supervision, but then you just constantly smell, you know, someone rip an ass in your face or something. Just like a wet fucking fart right in your nose.
Can that be the start of the episode?
Oh, I have a lot of material I can work with here. I'm pleased.
You know, like if you become like, I don't know, you get super smell, right? You can smell things, but then
you
it
would
sounds
just
like
feel the pain of a canine.
You just hear, every time you use your super smell, it sounds like somebody's whispering your ear really close, like,
I want to fuck you.
Or something like that. Just like whispering really loud.
That's some sensual whispering there.
Would you take that enhancement?
Wait, so you're saying it would be enhanced, but in a way that would be deeply unpleasant?
No, one of your senses gets enhanced, but another one of your senses, like, gets something right. bad.
I wouldn't mind having enhanced vision and having my sense of feel be removed.
Or, like, you get super hearing, but every time, like, you hear something, it feels like somebody's squeezing your nipples really hard, or it hurts or something.
Ooh.
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I mean, to some people, that's a fetish.
Or it feels like somebody kicked you in the dick or something every time you Ooh. Used your super sense.
You know, this is a really fetishized hypothetical, TJ. Do you have something you want to tell us here?
We're pretty open-minded.
What? No, I'm trying to think of things that won't be pleasant every time you use the sense. Like, it's a knockback or a
setback.
I don't
know. I mean, everything you've listed so far has been pretty pleasant.
You want to get kicked in your crotch really hard?
What about this? You have like super sight or super hearing or super smell.
Super
but,
tasting.
Umami.
Yeah, but every moment of every day, you're in excruciating pain.
Yeah, that's like what I'm trying to think of is like there's a big drawback to having the super sense.
So just me normally?
Or like...
This sounds awful,
you
guys.
Have super everything. Super sight, super hearing, like super taste, but you're dead.
But you constantly feel like you have to go to the bathroom really badly every time you use those senses or something.
You're a ghost.
No matter how much you eat, you're always hungry.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like a lot of people have that power. No matter how much you eat, you're always hungry. Like, that's
you can
common.
Get into an automobile and instantly transport yourself. But you have to wait the amount of time it was going to take to get there before you're able to use the power.
Someone in the chat suggested my favorite one so far. It's, you can read minds, but...
But what?
That's it. That's just the end of the power.
Oh.
Like you'll never know the answer to that question.
The buildup was so anticipated there.
All right, guys, I think this is getting to a good closing off point. If you guys have stuff you want to plug in terms of, like, URLs for channels. And
I mean...
I like to plug my fork straight into this outlet.
Gosh dang it, Teej, you know?
Well, someone's got to test the outlets, dude. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's going to be a shocking experience. Quite electrifying.
Teej, do you remember the episode of the official podcast where someone, like, wrote in on a shout-out that, like, when they were a kid, they put a set of keys in an outlet because they wanted to drive their house.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Okay.
Holy shit.
So I caused a fire in a hotel once because of an outlet issue.
I don't want to make too many references that people won't get unless they know the context or whatever. You know, because it was really...
Well, I think that's funny out of context,
though. Stretching it, like, with that Rooster Teeth reference, so...
Yeah.
A lot of my humor is...
I still don't know
what
Rooster Teeth actually is, but I'll take your word for it.
A lot of my... It's really old. It's like from like 2010, 2011, 12, around that era.
No, I was born in 2013, so that's like way past my time.
I thought you were 60...
I was born in 2011.
Are you like...
Wait, Lars, I'm older than you?
I thought you were like 64 or something
what?
Like that. 52.
Wait, Lars, am I older than you?
No.
I was born in 2011.
Dang.
Did you travel back in time to the 70s?
Yeah. We had to travel back to 1972. That's true.
Oh, so you're actually from the future, but then you went back to the past to start podcasts. Because there weren't podcasts.
Yeah, back to the future, the podcast.
You wanted to be the first podcast, so you went in time to change history to become the first podcast.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Actually, there was some time travel involved in our discovery.
There was a lot of time travel involved. Let me tell you, folks. It was quite a day.
Took quite some doing.
Mm-hmm.
It actually took years, but it was all in the same day.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's all our time.
I just don't want to rely solely on, like, references. Like, that's kind of my crutch with jokes.
Oh, well, then that's kind of the point of the show, though. I mean,
I know. I'm trying to, like, better myself, so.
Okay, good. Well, that's noble, you know, trying to better yourself. If people want to better themselves and check out Spaghetto on YouTube, how can they do that?
Oh, just go to youtube.com/spaghetto and you're there.
How do you spell that? I know it's pretty standard, but just in case.
It's the word spaghetti with an O on the end instead of an I.
We have some really stupid fans. Can you spell it out?
S-P-A-G-H-E-T-T-O.
None of those fans are the people listening in right now, by the way. You guys are the best. Thank you for tuning in.
Love you.
Thank you.
And Tej, if people wanted to check out your stuff, even if it is 2 years old at this point, how would they do that?
Well, I'm pretty active in this Discord server, so anytime you want to talk to me, I'm pretty active on Discord. I'm pretty active on Twitter as well. If you want to go to my Twitter, it's twitter.com or just at official Tej. Right, so...
Joe, are you okay?
Are you dying, Joe?
What was that?
Yeah, I got the Jewish phlegm.
Here, okay, look, let me stuff, post. Yeah. That's where I'm most active. Okay.
Twitter. Okay.
And then I
can't have dairy because it gives me phlegm, but I love it.
I guess since they mentioned my YouTube channel, just look up Tej on YouTube, but like the URL doesn't actually have Tej because I didn't come up with that name when I started the YouTube channel like back in... October 20th, 2007. Jesus, it's that old. Well, the original name was actually Slim Homie, is what the original name of it was.
Nice.
And I tried to change it, but like YouTube won't exactly let you change it for some reason.
Oh, well, I mean, it could be worse. You could be Pogo's original channel name.
Oh, yeah. I know that one. Yeah. Yeah, so, and then I have more music projects on my SoundCloud, I guess. So just go to soundcloud.com/Tej, I guess. It'll have like links to like my Bandcamp stuff. I don't need to plug it.
How do you spell Tej?
T-I-E-G-E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat channel just said, it's come for Jews. I don't understand the context of that.
Oh.
That's really weird to say.
I
think you're talking about Joe's throat.
We gotta plug our podcast, Tristan.
Oh yeah,
we also do our own podcast,
the Pasta Cast. If you guys would like to check out the Pasta Cast, we post it on the Spaghetto channel as well. So just look up Spaghetto on YouTube, and it should come up.
Yeah, it's called the Pasta Cast, and it's not actually about pasta. The name is
not. No,
it's a misnomer.
The name.
Oh, really?
You don't?
Yeah.
We don't just exclusively talk about pasta.
I thought that's what it was all about.
I'm really disappointed to hear that.
Do you want a podcast that's only about pasta?
That's why we had you on the podcast, guys.
Oh, so we can talk about cooking and pasta and food?
Yes.
I should send what's Lars wrong with the cooking that one podcast? Cooking video I made.
Ooh. Yeah, teach you how to cook out. Like a vegan.
I should send Lars the one cooking video I made.
Okay.
Well.
Oh, and just for the last minute, by the way. Okay, I looked this up. Why the hell is it like the wildly most popular video you've ever done on a 3D Miss Pac-Man?
Oh.
Oh yeah, that video.
Okay. No, don't bring that video up, please. I hate it so much.